Okay, we're beginning our trip through Maseches Megillah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. If we do a little less than an Amud a day between now and Purim time, we'll be able to be Mesayim the Masechta before Purim or on Purim, depending on what speed a person goes at. We'll do approximately an Amud every day, but for certain Dapim, we'll do a little more, maybe we'll do a little less, depending on how the sugyas play out. But let's get started with the opening Mishnah. Megillah Nikreis B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tes Vav. So the Mishnah starts off by telling us that one can read the Megillah on a variety of days, not just on the 14th day of Adar, which is what we call Purim, and not just on the 15th day of Adar, which is what we call Shushan Purim, but it can actually be read starting on the 11th and ending on the 15th, depending on the circumstances. Now, the Mishnah will then now explain what those circumstances are. But first it says, Lo pachos v'lo yoser, cannot read it earlier than that and not later than that. So big cities that are surrounded by a wall, what we call walled cities, from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, they read on the day of the 15th, what we call Shushan Purim. Kfarim va'ayaros gedolos karim b'yadalet, and regular sized cities read on the 14th, what we call Purim. But ela shakfarim makdim in liyom haknisa. But there is another concept where these cities or these towns can read earlier based on what we call the Yom HaKnisa, the day of the gathering, which was, generally speaking, Mondays and Thursdays, where the farmers from the really rural areas would come to town to sell their crops. And that's when they would be in town so that they would be able to hear the Megillah. They did not have a minyan on a regular day, so they would come to town Mondays and Thursdays, and basically we would say that they can read, if there's a Monday or a Thursday preceding Purim, those towns are allowed to read early, so all the people coming to town from the farms would be able to hear the Megillah on that day. Now they're going to explain. Ketzad, how is this so? Chalios yadalad b'sheni, kfarim v'yaros gedolos karim b'yo. If Purim's on a Monday, then everybody reads on Monday. Umukofos chomala machar, and then the walled cities read on Shushan Purim the next day. Chalios b'shlishio ba'aburavi. But if Purim's on a Tuesday or Wednesday, kfarim makdim liyom haknisa, then these small towns would read on the preceding Monday. Vayaros gedolos karim bo bayom. Umukofos choma lamachar. And then normal cities would read on regular Purim, because they don't have farmers coming in only twice a week. And Mukafas Choma, walled cities, would read on Shushan Purim. Chalios Bechamishi, if Purim comes out on a Thursday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom, Mukafas Chomas Lamachar, then everybody reads on Thursday, regular Purim. And the walled cities read on Friday, which would be Shushan Purim. Chalios Erev Shabbos. Now, here's a little bit of a different situation. If Purim comes out on a Friday, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, the small towns would read on a Thursday, because that's when the farmers come in. Vayaros Gedolos, and the regular-sized cities would read on regular Purim, as we'll see. Umukavos Choma Karim Bo Bayom. And the walled cities that normally celebrate Shushan Purim, but this year would come out on Shabbos, they also read on that Friday, on regular Purim. Now, Chalios B'Shabbos. Let's say Purim comes out on Shabbos. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Makdimin V'Korin Liyom HaKnisa. Then the small towns would read on the preceding Thursday, right? Umukafas Choma L'Machar. And then the walled cities would read... I'm sorry, I messed up. So it means that the small towns and the regular Purim observers would read on that Thursday. They wouldn't read on Friday, and they wouldn't read on Shabbos. But the walled cities would read on Sunday, because that's Shushan Purim for them. Chalios Achara Shabbos, Achara Shabbos, if it comes out on Sunday, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, the small towns would read it on the preceding Thursday, Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom, and everybody else reads on Sunday, Umukavros Chom Alamachar, and Shushan Purim is on Monday. Okay, so basically that's how you work it out, that it can be read as early as 3 days in advance, such as if Purim comes out on a Sunday, then you could read it the preceding Thursday if you're in one of those towns where people only come in on Mondays and Thursdays, and so on and so forth. Fine, that's our Mishnah, and now the Gemara is basically till the end of this daf or so is going to go through which psukim in the Megillah teach us, first we want to talk about what's the source of this din that you can read early and where we get it from the Psukim and the Megillah. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Megillah Nikreis Biyud Aleph Minolan. How do we know that the Megillah can be read as early as the 11th? Minolan, what are you talking about? What do you mean from where do we know it? Come on, we're going to explain the reason going forward, which comes up more organically later in the Gemara. So the Chachamim were lenient on these towns that they could read on the preceding Monday or Thursday so that that would not affect the supply chain, meaning they would be able to provide water and food for their brethren in the big cities. Meaning if you are going to mess with the markets and make people come in on a different day, it would mess with the supply chain. And therefore, we want to keep things going and allow everyone to be Yotze reading the Megillah on the days that they would normally come in, and not to mess up the system and create certain bottlenecks in the supply chains to the bigger cities. So Anan Hachi Karmina. So the Gemara says, no, this is what we are saying. Michti, let's see. Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Tiknu. All of these days must have been established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. The Yisrael G'daytech Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Yudel V'tesvan Tikun. Because if you want to say that really the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when they established Purim in the first place, they only established, you could read on the 14th or the 15th, Asu Rabbanan V'akrei Takanta Takino Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. What, the Rabbanan would come along and uproot or change, for this matter, a takana made by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah v'hatnan? But we have a Mishnah which says, "Ein beizin yachol levatel divrei beizin chavero elam kein gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan." A later beizin is not allowed to change the rulings of an earlier beizin unless that beizin is greater both in wisdom and in number. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was a very great a gathering of Rabbanim at the very beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, and we don't consider any of our Rabbanim to be qualified. Even the great Tanaim and Amoraim are not qualified to undo a takana made by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And therefore, the Rabbanim could not undo this or add to it. Rather, what they must have said, what they must be saying, is that this was all part of the original takana. So elap shita kulu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah takino. We assume it's pashut and obvious that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made this takana. So hecha remiza, where is this hinted to in the Megillah itself that this is part of the takana? So now we're going to get into reading the pesukim. Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra lekayim es yemei Purim ha'ele bizmanehem. So the Pasuk says, when it's talking about fulfilling the days of Purim, it means to fulfill the days of, these days of Purim in their times, which implies, Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem. They established a number of possible times when you could actually fulfill this mitzvah of Purim / reading the Megillah. So now the Gemara says, not so fast. Haime Boile Lugufe. We need this to teach us that there is such a thing as Purim in the first place. No, so Gemara says, Imkein Limakroz Zman. It could have just said, L'kayim es yimei Purim bizman. My zmanehem. What does it mean, zmanehem? Zmanim tuva. It's a lot of times, meaning there are multiple times where you could fulfill the takana of Purim, not just one particular day. Vakatimi boile. No, so we still need that pasuk to teach us that if there are multiple zmano shel zeh, lo kizmano shel zeh, that there's a Purim and there's a Shushan Purim and the times are not the same. So Gemara says, no, imkein lemakra zmanam. Zmanam would have been enough to tell you that there are multiple times. My zmanehem, it's like a double. So what does zmanehem teach us? Shamas mina akulu. We learn out from there that it's all of these times. So ema zmanim tuva, right? So why don't you just say that there are many times? In other words, why don't we just say that that you can read it anytime you want? He says, no, zmanehem dumid zmanam, because we're still limiting the times, because zmanehem means their times. There are specific times. Ma zmanam trey, af zmanehem trey. Meaning, just like if it would have said zmanam, there would have only been 2 days that you could read it, Purim and Shushan Purim. So zmanehem doubles on that and tells you there are two additional days. I mean, you can't read earlier than the 11th. You can't just read the Megillah the whole month of Adar or any other time you want. It has to be in commensurate with the original ruling. Ve'ema, and let us say Tresar ve'Tlesar, maybe just the 10th and the 12th and the 13th. Kidamer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakolhi. So he says, how do we know it's Dafka One second, did I skip something? No, I'm good. So he says again. Kid Amarav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Yud Gimel Zman Kiyila Lakol. In other words, so maybe you would say it doesn't go to the 11th; it goes to the 12th and the 13th, and then the 13th, and the 14th and the 15th. So that's the extra 2 days. So because Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says no, everyone agrees you could read on the Yud Gimel because that's when they actually gathered to fight the war against their enemies and defeated their enemies. Velot Sarich LeRabuye, and that doesn't need a special pasuk to include it. So what we come out right now is that the word Zmanehem teaches us two additional days, and the 13th of Adar doesn't need anything to teach us that you can read the Megillah. And that's so we include the 11th and the 12th. The Ema Shitzar Veshivsar, maybe it would be the 16th and the 17th, not the 11th and the 12th. No, the pasuk also says Vilo Ya'avor Ksiv. The pasuk says, and you will not go, you will not violate it, but we also translate that to mean you don't go past it. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Kra Kayamim. So he has a different source now. So he's going to learn it out from a totally different source. He says it says Kayamim Asher Nachu Bahem Hayehudim. Right, it's like the days that the Jews rested from their enemies. Yamim kayamim l'rabos yud aleph v'yud beis. In other words, so there are days, meaning 2 days, that are just like the original 2 days of Purim, which includes the 11th and the 12th. The ema treisar v'tleisar. So maybe no, it just means the 12th and the 13th. Amar Shimon bar Yitzchak yud gimel zman kilula kol hi v'lo tzarech l'rabuy. So he says the same shot as before. The 13th day was the day that they gathered to win the war, and they don't need a special pasuk to teach us this. The Ema Shitzav Shivsar, maybe it's the 16th and 17th. No, Velo Yavor Ksiv. It says you don't go over, so the 15th has got to be the last day. Okay, so now the Gemara is just going to say what would be the reason to learn from Zmanehem versus the reason to learn from Kayamim. So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my time alo amar mi bizmanehem. Why doesn't he learn it from the original source of zmanehem? Zman zmanam zmanehem lo mashmale. He doesn't think the word zmanehem is this double-double like Rav Shimon Bar Abba does. But Rav Shimon Bar Abba, my time alo amar mi kayamim. Why doesn't he learn it from kayamim? Amar lecha, hahul de doros hu dichsiv. In other words, when it says those days are like these days, that's teaching us Purim in 2024. Not the two extra days of Purim. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to reject this entire thing as halacha and saying that perhaps nowadays we don't rely on any of this, but we're going to save that for the next recording.